We're continuing with the one and only Deborah Tavera, StopTheCrime.net. She is a hero to so many, including myself, for what she's done. Her bravery and tenacity is inspiring, among many other things. Deborah, we just had an article in the news this morning. We talked about it. I've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. 2 months ago, we mentioned, hey, toilet paper, go to the store, get your toilet paper now. And I've been telling people a couple weeks, hey, clean out your freezer and start putting meat in it. If you like meat, you want meat, go put meat in your freezer. And now that's starting to be a mainstream corporate media idea that, hey, food shortages are coming. Talk about that. How does that fit into this? What do you know about the food shortages?
Well, absolutely. I know that we're being transitioned into biofood and GMO food. This was a presidential executive order over a year ago. And the methodology of growing food.
What do you mean by executive? Explain that. Before you get, you're talking about Trump did the executive order. Explain that.
Yes, I am. An executive order was created by the executive branch of the controllers of our country, which is the IMF and the international bankers, not the president, but it is an executive order, a presidential executive order. And anyone can look that up. In any event, because of the anticipated and expected food scarcity and climate change, our food processing is going to be changed. We will no longer be growing out of soil because they're saying that that is not water efficient. We're not able to meet the needs of a growing population. Well, as a matter of fact, we're a declining population. But having said that, for many years now, they have been growing in abandoned warehouses, say, for example, in New Jersey, scientifically grown leafy greens where there is no soil, there's no water and no sunlight. It's grown by LED spectrum lighting, and it's a scientific concoction to make things grow much more rapidly, much more lush looking. And what it says and what the Rockefeller Foundation document talks about with the GMO food is that worldwide in between now and 2030, more people will not be hungry worldwide, but they will suffer from diabetes and massive overweight because of the GMO food. So this is being pushed. We've been fighting. I know many people have been fighting against it, but it is what is occurring. So when we talk about the reduction of the meat supply, there are many levels to consider. First of all, the U.S. forestry and other branches of the corporate structure have been poisoning the animals. The red-tailed, I think it's the red-tailed deer are toxic because they've been preventing them from breeding, and the wild burros as well. There are elk now that it's being advised because of wasting disease that hunters have all their kills tested because the poisoning of the food supply, and that means falling back onto nature is being eliminated from us for food. I just learned a few days ago that on January 1st of 2020 in the state of California, you can no longer breed rabbits, or that you can't buy rabbits. You can get them from humane societies, but of course they're
neutered,
vaccinated,
yeah,
and they're chipped, so they're poisonous. You wouldn't want to eat them. I remember back during much of the dissension between Cuba and the United States that Fidel Castro warned his people to become less dependent on the food supply system they had. When I was there, they were given food cards, and they could go and get food at their local market, which was like a converted dirty garage with a few staples in it. That's what their food system looked like. But he was telling them to start growing potatoes and raising rabbits, that they would need to do that to survive the attacks of the United States on Cuba. And now the rabbits are being eliminated as a food source here in California. So,
well, hold on. You're telling me that you can't buy, wild rabbits to breed or what have you in California right now?
Not at the feed store. stores and farming supplies where we used to.
Yes.
And so, and even right now, because of COVID, of course, everything is because of COVID, even the chicken area where you could buy chickens and bring them home and just have them for eggs, you can't buy those now either.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
getting back to the meat supply and freezing, I don't know how many people have tried to order freezers lately, but they're, because
gone.
Of the supply chains being
gone.
Cut, the freezers are maybe, they're saying 6 to... months out in order to get them. Well, honestly, the supply chains are being cut. That's another way to eliminate the food supply. Now, for many of you that are listening, I had a unique opportunity, I don't even remember how long ago, it's been a long time, to interview Ted Turner here in the wine country during Earth Week. And that is up on YouTube. It's called Ted the Terrible Turner. Just type in Deborah Taveras, Ted the Terrible Turner. I believe that's the name of the video. It is on my video YouTube channel, also on StopTheCrime.net. What Ted Turner talked about was the massive plan to depopulate the world, over 95%. And he talked about the chaos that would come prior to the massive depopulation, and that would be tremendous food shortages and water shortages, and that ultimately that would lead to cannibalism.
He said that in the interview. I haven't seen that video. You're telling me he told you. I know a lot about Ted Turner. I've said I got some crazy stories. I grew up in Atlanta. I knew some people that knew him. Kevin, Uncle Kevin's listening here. You got that crazy story by our friend John.
Yeah.
Ted Turner is, whoa. You're telling me he told you flat out that, there'll be some chaos as we go through this and there'll be food shortages and it'll result in cannibalism. He told you that.
Yes. And, fact, again, in that video, that Anthony Hilder, put together, Anthony has since passed away. He put in various clips of Ted Turner also. Now, that event unfolded at a wine venue here, again, as I said, during Earth Day. And I went there because I knew Ted Turner was going to be here, and they wanted, if you wanted to say hello to him, you had to pay several hundred dollars. Well, I knew he didn't need the money. So when I into the venue, I saw him going around the back of a tent with his bodyguard and a couple of other people, and they had plates. They were getting ready to eat. And I'm going to give everybody a little backstory, but I've got to keep moving along. They sat down, and I walked over to Ted, and I said, I would like to speak with you while you're eating so that you can continue to eat, but I have some very important things to discuss with you. I said, first of all, today here, we're being very heavily chemtrailed. In other words, the overhead aerial spraying program was very visible. The skies looked like an ashtray. And he squinted and looked at me. And then I talked to him also about the smart meter deployment and the frequencies and how that was going to cause early death for most people and many symptoms, and I went over that with him. And then to create the camaraderie that I needed with him, because I did grow up in Santa Monica, California, and of course that's where he met Jane, and I told him about that, and I told him also about my boating days on a boat in Europe. And so we started talking about that. Now, many of you may or may not know, and I'll say this now, part of that backstory was I told Ted that my father's boat was picked up in international waters in early 1970. He was escorted by a Russian submarine that had surfaced, and they took him into Cuba, and he was told, or he thought, he assumed, they were going to check his boating papers and it'd be on his way. They confiscated our gorgeous handmade steel hull Dutch catch, took it away, and put my father and two other fellas in prison for over 4 years. My dad nearly died in Cuban prison. And Ted, when I told Ted this, he said, oh, I should have called him. He said, I knew Fidel really well, and I probably could have helped you out. I said, Ted, I didn't know you then. So that's a bit of a backstory, and that ensued in more conversation. In the meanwhile, one of my friends was up there that day with his cell phone taking pictures of me talking to Ted Turner. And so I invite everybody to look at that video, depopulation, cannibalism, eating one another, running out of food and water, and that is what is happening now to all
okay,
of us.
Okay, hold on, Deborah. Don't go off this. You're talking to Ted Turner. You kind of built, I know he was a captain's of, he won the America's Cup, I think in the 70s. He was a big boater, huge boater,
yes.
I mean, world class boater. So I guess you
yes.
kind of had some camaraderie there.
Absolutely.
You're talking about the chemtrails. He's kind of squint. He's probably trying to figure you out. Like,
well, then what he did, I left this part out. I said, come on over to the edge of the bluff here so I can show you what I mean by the aerosol spraying program. And they put their plates down, and he walked over there with this big, buff bodyguard, and he squinted, and he was looking as I was explaining. Now, I was giving him information that I had gotten from Rosalind Peterson, who ran the California Skywatch platform. Rosalind has since passed away. But I gave him all that information, which he took, and he wanted some extra copies as well of the chemtrailing program. Because I said, Ted, you're being chemtrailed too. Your ranches, all your land is being chemtrailed as well. It's all being poisoned. And then we went into the smart meters. He took all that information from me. And then we were talking about boats, et cetera. And then I was talking to him probably about 20-plus minutes right in there. And then he had to go and speak at the venue where I was attending. And then that's when he spoke. And then I caught up with him a little bit after he spoke. Again, I recount that in that video. I invite everybody to look at that. Now, Daniel, you asked me prior to the break about the WUI, W-U-I, Wildlands Urban Interface.
Hold on, Deborah. Whoa, wait. So he told you that there's chaos coming, and that, explain that. What he told. Say that again slow for people who didn't get it, including me. Say it again. He told you what?
Well, he said that there would be inability to access food, and as I recall, he included water as well.
What year is this?
I refer you to the video. Right now, my head is into wanting to explain to everybody.
10 years ago, 5 years ago, what? How long? 20 years ago?
Oh goodness, no. Probably, maybe 2010, 2011. Somewhere maybe in there, but don't quote me on that, please.
Okay.
Nobody quote me on that.
I'm just getting a rough idea. That's fine. So he told you there's food shortages
here
coming.
It was here at a winery here in Northern California called Iron Horse Vineyards, which certainly falls in line with climate change and global warming, the entire lie being put up on all of us.
Okay, so
again,
he told
I
you,
refer everybody to the video. Because,
okay, we'll go to the video, but just tell you want to. This is the most unbelievable thing that you've said today. This is unbelievable that one of these people is telling you. He said there's going to be depopulation, or did he tell you we want depopulation? I mean, how did he phrase this? These people, they're you know, sometimes they're real arrogant and they'll say certain things. How did he say it?
Well, he said because he loves the earth so much, and he has. We all have to protect the planet, and because of too many people using too much stuff, we are destroying the planet. And again, for the sake of this moment, right this moment, Daniel, I would refer everyone to the video because that was stunning to me, and you'll see that in the interview, and you'll see how brilliantly Anthony Hilder showed other clips of Ted Turner talking about the same thing so that you can see in other interviews he talked about what I heard him say that day.
And food shortages, and where did that come in the conversation?
It was just all part of the reduction of population. I also spoke with him prior to his speaking that there is the Wildlands Project map where human access is going to be denied in over 50% of the land in the United States. And I said I'm certain that much or possibly much of your land is within that designated off human zone usage. Well, I then did some research into that, and I found out this, and this will be very interesting for those on the Ted Turner topic. But I went into the Wildlands Project. Again, we face this worldwide. Just to shorten up what that means, the Wildlands Project was a biodiversity treaty mandated by the United Nations back in 1992. And it is also part of the climate action plans, Daniel, that I have been talking about for many years, how the plans are to control all people, increase property restrictions, as we're now seeing occurring. And, of course, they've now closed up the parks and the beaches. This is all part of denying human access. This is, we're watching these plans unfold. And how regulations, and there will be fines and penalties. We know that in San Diego, in Southern California, there were a couple of dozen cars parked on the bluff watching a sunset, and they were fined $1,000 each. This past weekend here on the North Coast, people, they have the beach pullout areas all cordoned off, and you're not allowed to go onto the beach or park in those areas. You are being told to leave. To my knowledge, they haven't started issuing fines yet, but that is soon on the horizon. But there are conservation easements throughout not only the United States but worldwide, and they're claiming all of the properties must be safeguarded from humans, and they base it on the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to reduce CO2 emissions, and they want the average reduction of gases, greenhouse gas emissions, to be 25% below 1990 levels by 2015 in Sonoma County. I'm going to repeat that. 25% below 1990 levels by 2015 in Sonoma County. Now,
2015, that's past.
That's past. That's right. We have not accomplished that because of all of the fires. In fact, we've added, presumably now, to the greenhouse gas emissions. Now, keeping in mind the fires were all intentionally created, we have arsonists also manifesting themselves throughout all of our cities, as well as levels of divisions of targeting individuals with weapons systems and gang stalking. It's a complete black underbelly of reality with a thinning surface of what we believe to be sovereign and free. That is an illusion. But I, getting back to what I was saying, I looked further into the Wildlands Project, and I found that it is really sitting up on deep ecology. And deep ecology, the goal is to set aside, as I was mentioning, over 50% of the North American continent as wildland and for preservation of biological diversity. And they talk about how they will preserve and create reserve networks across continents, not just, again, the United States. And there will be corridors and buffers and large areas of minimum access to humans. And they talk about the 8-point deep platform of deep ecology. And they say that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. Mm. They go on to talk about this, and I want everybody to really think about this, because this
When you say they, who is saying that? Who is saying that?
They would be the controllers, and I'm going to cite some of the backers of this plan, including the Ted Turner Foundation. So when I say they, what I mean is the controllers. We're talking about the World Bank, the International Bankers, the IMF, the United Nations, the secret societies, the top 1% of the 1%. Now, people have different interpretations of who the they are. I know that there are many other ideas about that, but because I see names of corporations and foundations, that is what I refer to for the sake of being able to show you the evidence with the names of the corporate structures involved. So let me just talk about the platform of deep ecology, and that's what we're seeing happening right now. They talk about how resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. In other
immoral.
Words, anything
wow.
immoral. Resource consumption above what is needed for vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced. They go on to talk about how the civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. That is what has been planned and what is happening right now.
So
right now.
So all life has equal value, deers, rabbits, and people, except people. People don't have equal value.
Rocks.
Except people. The rocks are fine. The deers and the rabbits are fine, except people. We
no,
need
they're
less
poisoning
people.
Everything. They're destroying everything.
So the value is we don't have it. They don't have much value at all. And the planet has a supreme value. This is Gaia worship. This is Luciferianism. This is, I mean, this is some occultic.
This is a shift. This is a reorganization of what it means to be human. This is a new evolution of humanity. Let me just mention the funders of part of this deep ecology.
We've got about 30 seconds of the break. Go ahead.
Okay, some of the funders are the Turner Foundation.
Of course.
The Patagonian, W. Alton Jones Foundation, the Lundhurst Foundation, and many more. So I want to throw this in quickly. When you hear about these foundations that contribute to humanitarian purposes, they're always funding their goals. So we have been psychologically disenfranchised in believing that philanthropy through these large corporations are good. They're funding their goals.
Yeah, it's like Bill Gates. I want to help people. I want to help the people of India, give them these vaccines. And meanwhile, the people are so pissed at them, they ran them out of the country. Or Pakistan, they're ready to shoot the UN vaccine workers. You know, I'm here to help you. I'm from the government. Yeah, you know how that goes. Stay tuned. More with Deborah DeVera, StopTheCrime.net. What can we do? Let's get to this on the other side. More with the one and only Deborah DeVera, StopTheCrime.net. You're listening to The Power Hour.
As you all. Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Let me back up some of the things that Deborah said. I went to get a freezer. It's been a while. You know when I told y'all to get toilet paper? I don't know. Something just clicked in me. I immediately got a freezer. They said, oh, we got two of them left. Do you want one? Yeah, yeah. So, well, you know, you can get it. No, I'll pay for it right now. I want it right now. So, okay. Todd, our producer, has been calling around all morning looking for a freezer. None at Lowe's, none at Home Depot. They said, well, we'll get some shipments maybe July, August, maybe. Deborah's saying, oh, no, it'll probably be months from that. They're just telling you that. We don't know. So that's 3 months right there. Is it going to be, you know, we know how this goes with the toilet paper and everything. Or they'll give you, oh, we got two freezers. Oh, they're all gone. Is this going to be like Black Friday and you got to get there at 4 o'clock in the morning to get your freezer? The deer. Where we live in Missouri, you know, I've talked to several people. They hunt. There's a big hunting area here. So, you know, one of our friends said, well, the last four deer they shot have all had the wasting disease. The last four deer they've shot have all had, they can't use. They've all had that disease. I mean, this is, you know, I haven't even promoted the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, your health is your responsibility. There's so many great products on there. This is how we're supported. Will you please call the Power Mall and buy from the good guys? Will you please? Who else is bringing you this kind of information? You know, there's not many of us out here, independent media, who have the ability and the courage to bring somebody like Deborah, or Deborah have the courage to even come on. This is not does not come without risk, and we need your support, your prayers, your donations, and what have you. So go to the Power Mall. There's something there that you can use, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I'm getting to, because I've had this discussion with many people, Deborah, trying to describe, you know, deer in headlights, trying to describe to them what we're seeing. And I say, have you ever seen the movie Hunger Games? I say, yeah. I said, it's like that. They want to divide people, lower the population, get them in segmented groups where they're managed economies and all the technology and all the wealth and all the everything you'd say was good, whatever, all goes to the central little area. And that's basically what we're talking about. That's the Hunger Games, where you can't shoot the deer. You don't own the deer. Back to a feudal system. Is that kind of accurate? Is Hunger Games a good indication to people of what they're planning here? And
well,
what can we do?
Yeah, well, it is. But to the extent that it's going to be far worse, because we're going to be cut off from communication. The plan is to cut cell tower connectivity. It'll appear, and many of you are probably hearing in your local radio reporting that because so many people are at home now, internet speeds have slowed down. I know that cell phone calls are being dropped now far more frequently, and certainly people are going to scream for 5G for faster uploads and everything else as a result of that. But this is a slow decline of communication. We're going to be cut off. We're going to be managed into small microgrids where we will not have power, electricity. And we experienced what they called public safety power shutdowns. Any time you hear safety, run for the hills. Our government is doing nothing around safety for us. We had over 11 days in 2019 of power shutdowns, even during fires. And I will tell you, many people don't realize the damage to all of your electronic devices when there are shutdowns. And the city in and of itself, during just a couple of days of a power shutdown, lost millions of dollars of computer equipment because of that. And but before I get into that, and I will, I want to just shout this out very quickly. It's about the masks that all of us are being told to wear. They are extremely dangerous. Why are they dangerous? Because we're breathing our carbon dioxide, and it's being held trapped within the mask, and that's a poison, that's a toxin. Plus, we have reduced oxygen by wearing the masks. Also, there are chemicals and toxins in the mask materials themselves. So do not, many people here, because now it's a law, when we're out and about in a public area, we have to wear a mask. We're able to wear bandanas, wear a thin one just to wear your costume, to be out and about, because there are really people that are horrified of this COVID spread, which of course is not as it appears either. But having said that, this is a mask warning, and Judy Mikovits, Mikovits, put this alert out. We do have this up on stopthecrime.net, and it's the caution to not let children wear the masks. It's dangerous in the sense that it causes massive illnesses and respiratory problems and many of the consequences of COVID, of the illusion of COVID. Having said that, what do we do? Okay, so when you think of the Hunger Games, think of no electricity. Think of massive surveillance everywhere. Every move you make, every breath you take, everyone will be watching you at all times. More than the Hunger Games is the level of neurological control of our minds. We're talking about control of our thoughts, controlling our dreams, creating dreams, mind swiping so you don't remember, creating assassins out of us against our normal will. This is all real.
Is this coming from the 5G towers? Is this coming from satellites now? Where is this coming from?
It's coming from many military operations over the many, many years. And I want to just quickly read this. This is on a flyer that everyone can download for free from stopthecrime.net. I've had this up for years. And this is an excerpt that came out of a lecture in New York City in the winter of 1994. They said, therefore, 1995 will be the year where massive doses of electronic mind control programming, thought intrusion, and brain biogenetic manipulations will commence in large scale. These projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational. Field testing is over. The entire arsenal of frequencies will be uploaded on the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico as part one of stage one of the first protocol. And then they name the operations. They say...
What is that article from? What is that you're reading
from? It's from a lecture in New York City, and I'll just continue here. So the projects that these are coming from is Woodpecker, Buzzsaw, Videodrome, Subliminals, and Sonic Pulses, Holograms, Visions, Voices, and Strange Psychokinetic Phenomenon. Beware of TVs. You ask me where this is coming from, okay? So this is addressing that to this extent. So it says, beware of TVs, computers, movies, radios, and phones. Also books and magazines, newspapers, printed advertisements, and posters will also contain the encrypted hidden subliminal holograms, in addition to the obvious programming of commercial consumerism and market-driven reason behind all the subliminals and electronically compressed information in movies, commercial television, Hollywood video, radio, and telephones, and now encrypted in printed matter, affect the brain's neurological networks and functions through select frequencies and their harmonics. For to diminish our will, individuality, in other words, diminishing who we are, and creativity of who we are. And they go on to talk about that the protocols intended to give, in essence, the commands of obey the law, do not question authority. Government is your God. Do as you are told, and God is talking to you. Also, erotic thoughts of anger, fear, depression, and wanton sexuality are also included. This causes utter confusion in individuals who don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. And they said back then, now you know, you've been told this is coming. And this was back in 1995. Now, we know that there have been many other ways in which we have been controlled prior to that. But I invite people to look into the dark world of neurological programming and mind control and understand that the targeted individuals, of which there are millions worldwide, have been tortured and killed through the technologies that are now going and are being used on all of us, all of us. No one is going to be left out of this type.
So should we not watch the, I mean, what should we do? We should limit our TV exposure or limit our computer exposure?
Absolutely. When you're in your homes, everything should be plugged in, hardwired. I'm on a hardwired landline right
now.
No
Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. If you can opt out of the smart meter, we can. We don't have a smart meter. Also, if you do decide to go solar, do not use the Tesla power battery backup walls. They connect to the Internet of Things and require another smart meter in and of themselves. Plus, the Tesla batteries and or the lithium ion batteries catch fire. These are weapons. These are weapons. So what can we do? Well, we can start carefully connecting with people within your sphere, a 20-mile sphere of where you live. Don't get on to Nextdoor or those other military apps where they try to connect you with your community. Those are all set up by Rothschild and the tracking industries. In fact, Nextdoor is one of the names of the community connectivity networks we have, and that was created out of San Francisco, and it's all military-backed intel and literally watching what people are saying in their communities. So be careful how you connect. We would highly recommend, because certainly we know that the cellular networks are going to be taken out here and there from time to time, and more power shutdowns will happen more and more. They'll blame it on weather events, overloading the system, etc. There'll be all kinds of excuses. It will always be our fault as power is continually diminished and our ability to use power. So what we found here in our power shutdowns, when people purchased all types of various generators, gas, propane, that we were told by the air quality management that was creating too much greenhouse gas emissions. Now, the plan is to eliminate all use of fossil fuels. Now, for all of you, our petroleum never came from fossil fuels. This is another Rockefeller lie in which they built their fortune, from the lie of limiting resources, which fossil fuel or gasoline is a renewable, just like water. It's a renewable. And Russia knows that, and Saudi Arabia knows that. And
I think everybody knows it by now. They're just
everybody knows
you.
That.
Everybody
so
knows it. Who knows?
Yeah. And so they're eliminating. They're eliminating all petroleum. So they don't want us to have access to petroleum, diesel. In fact, they say diesel free by 33. That means 1933. Or 2033, no more diesel. And then no propane and no wood burning. Those are the goals. What they're doing right now is they're creating microgrids. Be very cautious what you wish for, because microgrids is a military operation to break our communities down into small military control grids. What is planned for the microgrids is to take us off of all hydroelectricity, of course, all nuclear electricity, and put us solely onto wind, solar, and geothermal, all of which are controlled by weather events. Not so much with the geothermal, but yes, I will tell you a little about the geothermal, because I am only 45 minutes from the world's largest geothermal operation in the world, in the mountains, and it is run by Rothschild, Pacific Gas and Electric, and the Department of Defense is here often. What they're doing is they have these boreholes in the mountain where there is a ring of fire, where there's lots of natural gas, and it used to be used back in the days by some of the Indians for hot springs and places to go for steam. Well, now they've drilled these boreholes. Most of them are about 8,000 feet deep. There are many that are over 13,000 feet in depth. And they're using the wastewater treatment, the sewer water that they're pumping 40 miles up into these hills, and fracking or injecting these boreholes to make electricity to sell back to us. Now, during the fires of 2019, there was a satellite that went over the Mayacamas Mountains, and a laser hit one of the operational structures, and that's how the Kincade Fire started. Go to my YouTube video called Fires, This is War, and watch that. We are actually walking through the hills there after the fire with an arborist and a 30-year retired fire captain talking about the war that we were in as we were recounting what was done to that area. Also, back a year ago, our wastewater treatment plant had an atmospheric river that was parked over it, again, intentionally. It caused the wastewater treatment plant to overflow with untreated sewer water, and it literally was in this low-lying area, went down the Russian River, which runs along Bohemian Grove, out into the Pacific. Now, I want to say also that there is an executive order promoting many more buildings of the wastewater treatment plants. They're telling us that by repurposing our human waste, we don't need to worry about droughts and reduced water supplies, that we will have an endless supply of water by repurposing it and drinking it. And they talk about how that water will be inserted into uphill streams, flow into the reservoirs, and become a blend. Now, I want to add this, and again, I cannot urge you all enough that are listening to go and watch a couple of my multiple part videos on StopTheCrime.net. I go through this I'm very meticulous with discussing these topics further. But what we must do for our own safety now is attempt to get off grid as much as you can. And if you have a neighbor in the country that is on a well, and you can assist with helping them get to primary water, I would highly recommend.
Talk about that. So I have a well. I don't know if it's on primary water or not. It probably isn't. I don't know. So what does that entail? Talk about
that. Yeah, okay. Well, basically, and I will just do a very short cliff note version, there are geological structures on all land. We're all standing on top of primary water. So the primary water locator who knows how to find the best drill site will locate that site. You bring in a well drill rig and they will drill you go through strata and then you also have to frack the well. You have to bring it up to function. Literally you frack it and you put dry ice in it. You have to be very careful because this explodes. It can kill you if you're not careful. But you then clean out. What you don't do in a primary water well is you don't sleeve it with pipe and you don't gravel pack it. You drill in. You only sleeve it down to the level where you're in alluvial soil, which means loose soil. And then once you hit the rock, a strata, you don't need and you do not sleeve it or gravel pack it. And that's just a short version.
How deep are we usually talking? I mean, for the average
well,
person.
I'm familiar with primary water wells that have gone 150 feet. I'm familiar with wells that have gone 300 feet. But you save a tremendous money because you're not sleeving it and gravel packing it. So they are not that expensive. So what I'm suggesting to people, if you're not in a situation where you are on land where you can get to water, I want you to remember, because you alluded to the Hunger Games, Daniel. The very first Hunger Games that I remember, the first word of advice was to get to water. So I will underscore that. We must get to water.
How many years are we talking? Before this, I mean, obviously it's serious now, but I mean, that's everybody says, well, it's off, I can wait. I mean, how much time do we have? We have to be there. Is it now? Is it 5 years? I mean, what is planned?
Well, I don't do time frames. I look at the events, and the events are all leading us to this.
Yeah.
I look at what the cities are doing right now. I look, and all of you, I would suggest all of you take a look at your city. Type in the name of your city and type in climate emergency resolution. Now, this allows your cities, which are all run by the international bankers and controlled by the agendas that they facilitate. They are not your elected buddies, okay? They take an oath, but the oath is to the corporation, not to us, not for us. There's lots of confusion there. And once they're in, they roll out these programs. Everything is run by the staffers. The staffers write up everything. It's all like a domino effect. We're on autopilot in all the cities. That's why everything happens at one time. All these restrictions of stay-in-place orders, the wearing of masks, the closings of stores, we're run on autopilot worldwide by policies that are set in place. And the mayors of your cities are absolutely pummeling you down the technotronic toilet flush. That's the best way I can describe it. Because I will tell you, the many meetings that I've sat in are they're diabolical. They cause me to have truth trauma. And I talk about that often. I do suffer often from truth trauma. But when I come out of a particular meeting here called Sonoma Clean Power, and all the meetings that I've gone to, that one has caused me the latest degree of truth trauma. They talk about, again, severing us from the traditional electricity protocol and moving us all on to into these microgrids of unreliable renewable energy. But more importantly, they talk about how in a time of national emergency or state or local emergency, they can take your generated solar production from your home and utilize that to keep critical infrastructure up and running. What they are doing is they are going to be giving grants and loans for people to install solar. The next requirement will be battery backup, because many of you may or may not know, just having solar panels, when the power is turned off, you're not generating any solar production. So you may have panels in your yard, you may see panels on roofs, but when that power is shut off, they're not producing electricity. They're shut down too. That's why you need battery backup. That's why all of you should look at silicon salt batteries, not lithium ion. Lithium ion batteries are a weapon. And I can assure you that most of the solar installers here in the United States are only taught how to put in a solar system with a battery backup that is lithium ion. They call them Tesla power walls. I call
them. Are
there
other batteries? What are
Yes, silicon salt batteries.
Okay.
They're very difficult to get, and that stands to
Imagine
reason.
That.
Okay, so when I think of the Tesla Powerwall batteries that are required to be mounted in your garage, I call them Tesla firewalls, because when those lithium batteries degrade, they're very difficult to put the fires out. And in fact, one of our local schools here put in a battery backup solar system and had to give an intricate layout of the school to the fire department so that they would know where to go. The e-bikes are run on the lithium batteries as well.
Deborah, let me interfere. The music's about to start any second. Let me get this thought real quick. Turn that music down just a little, Todd. The overwhelming idea that's come to me as I've seen this roll out with this COVID and what have you and looking at the stores, the idea came to me so hard. It was, you have to have it before you need it. So this idea that we can put off and we can see, no, you have to have it now before you need it. That's what came
absolutely,
to me.
Absolutely, Daniel. For all of you that are listening, that's absolutely true. Do everything you can to prepare now. And Daniel, have me back, and I will go over more of what people can do to prepare for what is coming and is here.
StopTheCrime.net, PrimaryWater.org, Deborah DeVaris, an absolute juggernaut in this movement. Thank you so much, Deborah. We'll get the interview to you. Pass it out to everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
God bless you. We've got a great broadcast the rest of the week. Check it out. See you soon.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.